There are a lot of people in the Seattle area asking questions about their immigration status and about deportations. That's why we're seeing community meetings happen right now with the topic, Know Your Rights. KUOW reporter Liz Jones attended one of those meetings last night at Seattle's Franklin High School. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bill.
Who was at the meeting at Franklin High last night?
Well, first we had organizers with tables of information. Those were city officials, the Office of Civil Rights, Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs, community groups that work with refugees and immigrants, there to provide the information, a lot of legal information, a lot of attorneys. And then those who were attending, there were a high community of Latinos and Muslims. Many were students, families, teachers, or school staff from Franklin High School, but also from other schools in the area. And just to give you a sense, I talked with two teachers from a middle school in a Seattle suburb with a lot of immigrant kids, and we're just going to use their first names. Their names are Crystal and Jesse, and they only wanted to use first names because they didn't want to draw attention to their particular school. And they were telling me that they came because they teach middle schoolers who are, they often shoulder the weight for their family. These are kids who speak English better than their parents, often know the culture better. And they're, since the election, these students are asking their teachers a lot of tough questions, and the teachers are struggling to find some answers. So that's why they came.
After the election results, there were a lot of students who were like, you know, are we safe? Can we be here? Yeah, crying. And sometimes they completely surprise you, and they want to know things like, what happens if the police come to my house, and that sort of thing.
I had a student actually email me the night of the election results because he was so upset, and then the next morning was crying and then was saying, you know, my family's not exactly what you would call documented status, and I don't know what's going to happen to them and what's going to happen to me. And so, and I basically looked at him and said, you know, it's going to be okay, but I don't really know how else I could help you. And so I tried to talk to the counselor, and I feel like the counselors were kind of overwhelmed.
Again, Liz, this meeting was called Know Your Rights. What rights are we talking about here? Can you walk us through a scenario?
Yeah, let's focus on a couple situations. So the first one that comes up is, what do you do if you have an interaction with law enforcement, with police, or with immigrant agents, immigration agents? So the first one, this is a big one. You have the right to remain silent. I know we hear that in the movies and TV, and this is something we know, but the lawyers say it's really hard for people to remember that and comply with it. They say they have a lot of clients, immigration attorneys say they have a lot of clients who come to them and say, well, how did the immigration agent know I was undocumented? And the attorney says, because you told them. So this is a hard one for people to remember. The best advice there is just ask for an attorney, have an attorney present. And these are rights for all of us, for undocumented, but for everyone. You also have the right to be safe in your home. This was a reminder we heard last night. If an immigration official comes to, or an immigration officer comes to your home, to your door, they can only enter with a signed warrant. Often they don't have that. So just to be clear, these lawyers are not giving advice to prevent you from cooperating with law enforcement. It's so that you're prepared, so that you take precautions and you ask the right questions when these events happen. So another situation is, what happens if you experience harassment or discrimination? So we've recently seen a spike in hate crimes and hate speech around the country, especially targeted toward Muslims. So we had someone from the Seattle Office of Civil Rights there to talk to this. And she said, first off, if you're in danger, if there's a threat of physical harm, call 911. But if you have questions about discrimination or harassment in your workplace, at your school, elsewhere, Seattle has an Office of Civil Rights. You can call, ask a question, file a complaint. If it happens outside of the Seattle area, still call them. They can refer you to the right jurisdiction. But the bottom line is that they want people to take away is everyone has constitutional rights in this country, regardless of your immigration status.
This community meeting, Know Your Rights, was at Franklin High School, but there were people from all over in attendance. It wasn't just the Franklin community. I want to talk about schools. Franklin's a public school. Is there any conflict with schools offering legal help for immigrants who may be in the country without legal status?
Yeah, this was a question I asked the assistant principal there, Jeff Lamb, who helped organize this event. He said they were very careful in all the flyers for the event, saying this is not a political rally. We do not take political sides here. It's a safe space for everyone. And he said that at the beginning of the event, too, reiterating that to the whole crowd. And he said, but he did say that before the event, some people did raise concerns about it.
The concern was just about whether or not this was a political event. And so there were questions about, what's your agenda, essentially? And so it was an opportunity for us to just make, again, very clear that our agenda is informational. We want to connect people with resources. We want to connect people with accurate information so that they can be prepared. And, and again, as a school, we have a vested interest in making sure that our kids feel safe, comfortable, that they're knowledgeable about what's happening in the world, and that they know that they can come into school and feel like they're supported, no matter what they believe or who they are or the color of their skin or whatever religious beliefs they have.
So one thing that kind of came out last night from talking with the principal here and the teachers is that it's kind of a sensitive area for schools right now. They want to create this safe space, but teachers are asking themselves, how do we support our families in an appropriate way without taking a political position? So that's an area that they're trying to figure out for themselves right now.
KUOW reporter Liz Jones, was there anything last night at this meeting that surprised you?
Yeah, two things that surprised me. One was that the lawyers on this panel answered a question about the potential of a Muslim registry. So this is something that in his campaign, Donald Trump talked about how to track Muslims in the U.S. It surprised me to hear, and this has been reported on a little bit recently, that we've had a similar type of registry in this country not too long ago. There was a program created after 9/11 called NSEERS. It was a counterterrorism program. And what it did was register foreign nationals from 25 countries, mostly Arab, Muslim, African, and South Asian countries, asked them to basically turn themselves into immigration offices for fingerprinting, for questioning. And civil rights groups say about 13,000 men complied with this, were at risk of deportation afterwards. The government ended this program in 2011. But the thing is, the regulatory framework for it is still in place. So one attorney said it would be less of a hurdle to just turn that back on. So 200-some civil rights groups have sent a letter to the White House last week urging them to dissolve this program entirely and immediately. So that was one thing. The second thing that was a bit surprising was there have been several of these events since the election. Last night, there were about 100 people maybe that came, and some people there were expecting quite a bit more. Some Latino families I talked to were looking around saying, where is everybody else? And one Latino family told me that kind of explained some of this. They said some of their neighbors are afraid still to come out to public places and talk about these things. Others are feeling like a little bit helpless, that they're not sure what they can do, if they can really do anything that would be productive. And then also just wondering if the school is the safest place for them. There are other meetings that are happening that are not so advertised, that are kind of secret, to create that safer space for people. So these meetings might be happening and we don't know about them, but we do know about a few others happening. There's one tomorrow night at Foster High School. There's another one at the Everett Community Center tomorrow night also. So they're happening, but maybe some happening more under the radar.
KUOW reporter Liz Jones on the story for you as we talk about immigration, possible deportation, and people learning their rights and their resources. Liz Jones, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
You're listening to The Record.